Every man reaches a point where the pain asks a question, and quitting becomes the easier answer. You're listening to The Nomad Build with Angel Lopez, where we rebuild life from the ground up, one choice, one mindset, one breakthrough at a time. Because freedom is built, not bought. There's a moment every man encounters on his way to becoming stronger. Not the moment where life feels exciting. Not the moment where everything is falling into place. But the moment where something inside you breaks a little. The moment where the pain hits. The moment where the progress slows. The moment where you're realizing this journey is going to cost you something. In that moment, the exact point where your chest gets tight, your mind gets heavy, and your spirit start whispering, stop. That's the moment where perseverance becomes a weapon. Most men mistake perseverance for some motivational slogan. They think it's just pushing through. They think it's about being tough, grinding harder, clenching their jaw, and muscling forward. But perseverance isn't loud. It's not macho. It's not a battle cry. Perseverance is choosing not to quit, specifically when quitting feels justified. When the world won't blame you for stopping, when your body has real excuses, when your mind is overloaded, when your circumstances would break the average person, that's where perseverance becomes an art. Because at that stage, you're not proving something to other people. You're proving something to yourself. I've lived enough life to see how pain changes a man. Pain shapes you, exposes you, tests you. It strips away your comfort, your illusions, your shortcuts. And when the hurt comes, emotional, physical, mental, or all three at once, there's nowhere to hide. Your habits show. Your patterns show. Your real character steps forward. Pain is the moment all the pretending stops. Most people talk discipline when life is peaceful. Most people talk ambition when things are flowing. Most people talk confidence when nothing threatens them. But pain? Pain is the greater revealer. Pain is the pressure that separates intention from identity. And when the pain hits, you either try to escape or you breathe into it and move forward anyway. That's perseverance. Perseverance is the quiet decision you make on days where everything hurts. The muscle, the emotions, the spirit, where nothing looks like it's improving, where every part of you feels like you're taking steps backward, but you still move, even if the step is small, even if the progress is invisible, even if the effort looks pathetic from the outside, you still move, because perseverance isn't about impressive action. It's about refusing to retreat into the version of yourself you already outgrew. There were times in my life where every direction hurt, where I had no comfort zone left to fall into, where moving forward was painful, but so was staying exactly where I was. And in those moments, the truth became clear. Pain is the toll you pay to leave your old life behind. There is no transformation without discomfort. There is no rebirth without pressure. There is no elevation without friction. People think perseverance is about heroism. It's not. It's about honesty. The honesty to admit, I'm hurting, but I'm done. I'm exhausted, but I'm not going back. This chapter is heavy. Because quitting isn't just stopping the task. Quitting is abandoning the man you promised you'd become. Perseverance requires a kind of internal loyalty that most men never develop, a loyalty to your future self, a loyalty to the vision you hold, a loyalty to the man you're trying to build, even when that man feels far away. There's something else people don't understand about perseverance. Life doesn't reward the man who never feels pain. It rewards the man who keeps showing up despite it. Pain is part of the contract. Struggle is part of the contract. Loneliness, fatigue, frustration, doubt, all part of the contract. But quitting voids the contract entirely. And here's the part that hurts the most. You don't always get immediate results for surviving pain. You don't always get applause for enduring the hard days. You don't always see progress in real time. Sometimes perseverance pays you late, very late. But it always pays. That's the part people don't get. They want their reward instantly. They want the results while their emotions are still high. They want momentum without the darkness, without the quiet, without the grind. But perseverance asks for something different. It asks you to trust the process long after the excitement dies. It asks you to push forward long after the comfort is gone. It asks you to keep your promise long after the mood has changed. Pain isn't the sign you should quit. Pain is the sign that you're transforming. Pain is the hinge between who you are and who you are becoming. Perseverance is the force that keeps the door moving. And if you can hold yourself together in those moments, if you can breathe through the burn, steady your thoughts, and keep walking, you become someone unrecognizable to your old self. Someone tougher. Someone clearer. Someone more grounded. Someone who no longer folds when life applies pressure. Because once you survive the parts that were supposed to break you, everything else becomes manageable. Perseverance gives you a kind of strength that can't be faked. A strength built from staying when others ran. A strength built from rising when everything inside you said lie down. A strength built from refusing to abandon your future self. That's the art of not quitting when it hurts. And if you learn that art, you stop fearing pain altogether. You realize it was never here to destroy you. It was here to reveal you. Thank you for listening. If this message hit you, like it and share it with someone that needs to hear it. This is Angel Lopez with the Nomad Build. Until next time.